This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was seen tearing up her copy of President Trump's State of the Union address last night.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripping up her copy of the President's State of the Union speech.
Well, he will not be acquitted.
The impeachment trial of President Donald John Trump is officially over. The Senate, as anticipated, did vote to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment against him.
That's not how a democracy works.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Bullshit.
Since that initial reporting, NBC News and other news organizations have tracked down messages like these from pro-Trump political message boards online, which show Trump supporters in real time on caucus night not only posting and reposting the hotline number that precinct chairs were supposed to use to call in results to the Iowa Democratic Party, but explicitly encouraging one another to call and call and call again, specifically to clog up the lines, specifically to mess with the Democrats' ability to carry out the caucus. Quote, F them up. Keep clogging the lines. Keep clogging the lines. The results are not being reported because the lines are clogged. Keep clogging the lines. Now, it is clear that that is not the only thing that went wrong with the tabulation of the Iowa caucus results on Monday. But that, it turns out, is one of the things that went wrong. And it is the kind of thing we have seen before. The next Democratic nominating contest in 2020 is Tuesday in New Hampshire. New Hampshire state officials today held a press conference to assure everybody in the state and around the country that what happened in Iowa isn't going to happen there, that they have every confidence that absolutely nothing will go wrong with the primary in New Hampshire on Tuesday. One reporter asked explicitly whether the 2002 phone jamming scandal from New Hampshire might be a worrying past precedent for that state, given what just appears to have happened in Iowa. New Hampshire's Republican governor responded to that question by dismissing the matter entirely, saying that issue from nearly 20 years ago just doesn't apply today. It should be noted that the New Hampshire governor right now is a man named Chris Sununu, who is the younger brother of former Senator John Sununu, who is the guy who benefited from the illegal phone jamming scheme for which people went to prison in New Hampshire in that election 18 years ago. So, I mean, once again, whether...
Once again, by the way, InfoWars wrote a story about that. 4chan is an anonymous bathroom wall that you can write things on. You can write truth, you can write lies, you can write nonsense. But that was written after the Democrats stole it from Bernie Sanders again, when he clearly won the majority, and they even admit that. So she says it's 4chan when 4chan wrote that after. People go, oh, don't criticize 4chan like we're mental patients. Don't criticize the walls of Rome where anybody can write something. It's like Anonymous. Oh, it better not mess with Anonymous. Anonymous is anybody who wants to wear a Guy Fawkes mask. Do I have to bow down to it because it's Q, the Anonymous, or it's Guy Fawkes, the Anonymous, or no. You trust people that have been around a long time that are there on record with integrity trying to figure the truth out. It doesn't mean they're perfect. Doesn't mean I'm right all the time, but we're right 97%, 98% of the time. Somebody else who's been right a lot is Dr. Francis Boyle, creator of the U.S. Bioweapons Act. He joins us coming up, and then we have the fourth hour. I'll continue with these calls. Everybody holding, or we can call you back, or we can hang everybody up if you want to go, and we'll talk to you next hour. But for the next 55 minutes, we go to break. Dr. Francis Boyle's here. And he's done a lot of work. He sent us a lot of notes to go over. We've got literal scans of the virus from major universities. We've got everything. And this is one of the leading experts in the world, not just on the medical side, the genome and the RNA side, but also on the geopolitical and the UN sources. And he said, look, the UN knows this is a bioweapon. We know the whole coronavirus situation has had it written all over. So there's a lot to look at here. All I know is this is big. And I agree with him. He sent me some notes saying Trump is publicly congratulating Xi Jinping. That is not a good move. Yeah. Shooting people at checkpoints, locking down whole cities. Trump does have an authoritarian strike. And I like an American that takes the country back from globalists, but that's not authoritarian. I like a strong person in the Constitution, not a strong man. So we'll look at why Trump is praising Xi Jinping while Xi Jinping bitches to the UN that we don't allow flights from China.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The best thing I can do is just let Professor Dr. Francis A. Boyle take over, at least for the next two segments, and host, because I know a lot, but enough to get in trouble, not enough to get us out of trouble. But he's a leading American expert in international law. He's represented world leaders at The Hague. I'm not going to go over it all. He's responsible for the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 89 that was adopted by the UN, America implementing legislation in the 72 Biological Weapons Convention. He's serving the board of directors of Amnesty International. I'm just going to stop there because we don't have time to go over it all. He's a Bertrand Russell Peace Lecturer Professor. He went to the special PhD, only one person gets a year at Harvard, the Kissinger guy. He was groomed for them, turned against them. And I'm just going to stop there. He holds Doctor of Law, magna cum laude, a PhD in political science, both from Harvard University. And his latest book is Poems Against the Empire. And he joins us now for a truly real politic look, to use a Kissinger look, but just a human look at what's happening. And instead of me trying to ask my questions, I think it's undoubted it's manufactured, it's been messed with. Who would launch it? What's going on? Why is Trump praising Xi? Because Xi is obviously using this as a major crackdown. So I respect your view so much, Dr. Boyle, that instead of me asking questions, just tell us what you really think's going on, and then just roll through what you know and what your sources are telling. Because I've seen the first interview you gave a few days ago that went viral. We appreciate you joining Owen again, and now us here. Sorry I was out of town. I flew back early. About Trump's response, because I'm not just here to bash Trump, but it's true. Watching him sing Xi Jinping's praises while the UN praises Xi Jinping, but then says we're bad for blocking flights, that is truly oxymoronical and just insults logic. So what's first and foremost in your expert mind? And thanks for joining us.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me on My Best to Your Viewing Audience again. And, of course, if you have questions, you can feel free to hop in, because I know you have good sources of your own. I did want to correct the record. I never turned against the power elite. I was pretty much a mole for the peace movement there at Harvard.
No. I mean, you've been on many times. That's right. You were there. They thought you'd go with them, and then but you never actually worked for them. You're right.
And I never intended to. I always intended to oppose the global ownership.
By the way, when I had the Kissinger group try to hire me, the head of the Kissinger group, in front of a crew member, say, you're just going to join us. This is dumb. I was never with them. They just thought I would immediately serve them. I think that's what you're saying.
That's correct. But to get back to this Wuhan coronavirus, it's quite serious. As you know, because the work I did calling for and drafting the U.S. implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention, which is known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. It was passed unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress and signed into law by President George H. Bush Sr. I was even invited to the signing ceremony at the Wedding House at the White House, but it was canceled because Gorbachev was coming to town. And of course, world peace was, I guess, more important than the signing ceremony. In any event, my legislation was specifically designed to deal with the abuse of DNA genetic engineering as to research, manufacture, and develop biological weapons. So since that work, starting in the early 1980s, I have routinely watched the outbreaks of infectious diseases against animals and human beings around the world to see if there was a biological warfare agent at work. And so I did pay attention to what was going on there in Wuhan. And based on all the sources I could find at that time and confirmed since then, this appears to be an extremely dangerous biological warfare agent that leaked out of that Wuhan BSL-4, biosafety level 4, facility in Wuhan itself. The notion that this came from some fish market is a total canard. That was the leading BSL-4 facility in China. And I want to make it clear, Alex, I'm not here to bash China or the Chinese people or their communist government. Under international law, they can have whatever government they want over there. But this is a matter of world public health. And that BSL-4 facility, we have large numbers of BSL-4 facilities here in the United States, now in the Western developed capitalist world. These BSL-4 facilities have no legitimate scientific or medical purpose at all. They have one purpose, and that is to research, develop, test, use, stockpile offensive biological weapons.
Purely offensive.
Purely offensive, although they try to justify it by saying, oh, we're developing vaccines. Well, that might be true, Alex, but the way this is done is they first DNA genetically engineer the offensive agent to kill people, and then they reverse engineer the technology to develop the vaccine, because you do not have an effective biological weapon.
You don't have a cure without the disease.
That is correct. You can't use the offensive agent unless you can inoculate your own people with the vaccine. So that is what has been going on at that Wuhan
And that's what my Pentagon sources told me a week and a half ago. They believe it's a leak weapon they were planning for us or others, developing a vaccine for themselves, but somehow they thought it was edited so it would be continuated or however it works, and then it somehow mutated or it didn't work. The live vaccine failed. They don't know. They just believe it was an offensive weapon they were developing a vaccine for that somehow got out. Is that sound accurate?
That's correct. They were doing both, and that's how all these hideous BSL-4 labs work here in the United States. And indeed, President Trump should shut down every BSL-4 facility here in the United States and BSL-3 before this happens to me. But my assessment, Alex, is that then whatever they were working on leaked out. It probably, the first reported human case of this was December 1. So it seems to me it probably there was an incident there, maybe mid-November, and the Chinese government has been lying about it and covering it up ever since. You saw the WHO director there, Tedros, over there meeting with President Xi, shaking his hand, smiling at the cameras, yucking it up, and saying what a great job he's doing. Well, you know, Tedros knows better. This is a WHO specially designated research lab to engage in the development, research, development, testing of biological warfare. So you can't believe anything the WHO is telling you here. They're up to their eyeballs in this type of stuff. Now, as for the agent we are dealing with, as far as I can tell, it's what would be called a chimera. That is DNA genetically engineered several elements together. And by the way,
and that's Greek for chimera. That means a cross species.
That is correct. And by the way, this BSL-4 in Wuhan has leaked before, at least twice before it has leaked SARS. And SARS is just a DNA genetically engineered biological warfare weapon, starting with coronavirus and then making it lethal. And it's leaked twice before from this lab.
All right, we're going to break. You're going to have the floor when we come back. Amazing. Biological weapons and a legal expert here, Dr. Francis Boyle, joins us right now. And just remember, major Indian lab comes out, says it's had the HIV delivery system welded onto it. They don't deny that. They just remove it under pressure. And now the U.S. government and others won't send out the RNA sequencing of this so people can tell how to test it. Because when they get that, they look at it, and even low-level labs can go, oh, my God, this is phony, the $3 bill. We'll get Dr. Bull's take on that. If that's accurate, that's what others are saying. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Please spread the live links.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Very serious. And over the years, when they say SARS is out of this or that, we have Dr. Francis Boulon. He says, well, it might be an engineered lab, and here's the evidence of this, but it's not that big a deal. He's saying very serious. That's what my gut level tells me. And I've talked to a lot of other smart folks in special operations and also that are patriots of the CIA, and they say just what he just said. But then we were afraid to even come on air and say all that because we don't want to speculate, because these people were speculating that they think China was developing this for deployment against the United States, and then it got out. And you ask the question, well, then why the hell would it be race-specific? Why would it have be so obvious it was race-specific? And that's because it was for a vaccine. But again, you got to make the weapon before you make the vaccine. I agree with you. I don't think the Chi-Coms released this on purpose. You're the expert on bioweapons. How do you create a race-specific bioweapon but not have a signature of who did it? Or do you release it on your own people and know it's going to mutate a certain way? I mean, this does look like a train wreck. How would you release a race-specific bioweapon? We know Dick Cheney's obsessed with that, and cover it up. Because some are going to say, and I've raised that point, Dr. Boyle, that we've been in a fentanyl war with the Chi-Coms, a lot of big stuff going on. Is this a tit-for-tat? I just don't see Trump and others doing this, but maybe some third-party group to bring down the global economy. I mean, wargaming this, why do you come to the conclusion it was a bioweapon, a secret vaccine that leaks? Because that's what all the other smart people are telling me off record.
Well, let me continue with my analysis of this agent. It's been DNA genetically engineered. They took coronavirus and they weaponized it with SARS, which leaked out twice in a row. This time they turbocharged the SARS they already had, which was a biological warfare agent, by mating it with the flu virus, which is one of the reasons why it's so infectious. That type of work has been done before up at the University of Wisconsin. This Dr. Mengele Karaoka, he's done it. So it's out there in the literature how to do it. And then third, as you correctly pointed out, the third element is the genetic material for HIV. I read that study when it came out. It was convincing to me, including the pictures. Obviously, I believe the Chinese government put pressure on the Indian government to take it down. So it was taken down. And then finally, it does have gain-of-function properties. There's been a lot of research going on that, development testing by U.S. biowarfare facilities. Indeed, the Obama administration put a pause on it. It was so dangerous. But then the pause was listed. And so, for
example, what about the reports it was stolen out of a research lab in Canada by the Chi-Coms?
Yes. Well, let me finish then, and we'll get back to that point, but let me finish the point. So gain of function, SARS has a radius for the droplets of 3 feet. This has a radius of at least 6 feet. So it travels through the air. It has a lethality rate of about 15%, an infectivity rate of about 83%. Those are figures from Lancet. It has an incubation period of at least 14 days, and it is asymptomatic, which means that people could be spreading the coronavirus and show no symptoms at all. So, yes, it is extremely dangerous. We're not exactly sure how dangerous it is. As to your point on ethnic-specific biological weapons, yes, we've tried to develop them here in the United States under the influence of the neocons who believe in these things. That's in the PNAC report. They worked for Reagan. They then worked again for Bush Jr. Regretfully, they seem to have come back into power under President Trump, but maybe he'll fire them like he did Bolton. We've discussed that before. The Israelis have worked on it. The South Africans under the apartheid regime. However, today's New York Times just reported the first black African studying over there to have come down with the coronavirus. So it very well, at this point, I was considering race-specific and with the
but
first
Chinese and blacks are so different, then that would kind of preclude that.
I think that is my conclusion, Alex. That's correct. So I don't think this is that. But it's clear this thing blew back on the Chinese, just as these hideous biological warfare agents that we're working on our own BSL for facilities.
Like Lyme disease, they think came from that New York offshore lab. The deer swam across Plum Island, and the Russians, the Kamchatka release of anthrax. Remember that?
Yes, the Lyme disease clearly came out of the biowarfare lab at Plum Island. Likewise, West Nile disease clearly came out of the biowarfare lab at Plum Island.
So, like, you tried to author the thing, it got picked up as law. Why don't everybody just agree to stop this? Like you said, they're creating super bioweapons for threats that don't exist, creating the very weapon that creates the threat.
You're exactly right. That's what I tried to do with my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act by making this punishable by life imprisonment. I don't believe in the death penalty. They wanted to put that in there. And I said, no, I don't want the death penalty in my legislation. I thought I would send a message to all life scientists here in America not to do this. Indeed, I gave interviews to many of the science magazines pointing out that they face life in prison if they did this. But, Alex, the last time I crunched the numbers was 2015. We had 13,000 so-called life scientists here in the United States involved in the research, development, and testing of biological warfare agents.
Stay there. I want to ask why. But for me, it's
the money. It's that simple, Al.
No, I agree, but who's behind it? These people that want to play God. It's like the Air Force says they have theoretically created antimatter 15 years ago in a press conference, 16 years ago. That's evil to me, is to create something that can kill everybody for no reason. Instead, you work with people and say, we're not doing this. I don't understand why we can't come together and not have this Atlantis moment where we blow ourselves up. Let's talk about that. You know, Plato said that Atlantis existed. It was out of the Atlantic Ocean and blew up, and they had free energy and flying ships. I don't know if that was real. We've got basically free energy now in flying ships, and I don't know why, as we approach godlike power, we don't have godlike minds, or why we're going to blow ourselves up again. But if Atlantis wasn't real, it was our psychic understanding it was about to be, because we're building the Atlantis moment when we blow ourselves to Timbuktu for no damn reason because a bunch of people are on a power trip.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2 are best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Especially all the callers. Most of you want to talk about coronavirus. So Dr. Boyle has agreed to take your calls next hour. That's in about 30 minutes. If you'll stay on hold, we'll get to all of you. We really appreciate you. And you bring up a lot of novel, original questions that are important for us to try to answer as best we can. We're all just trying to suss this out. None of us have the answer. But Dr. Boyle is as close as you're going to get to the answer on that. I almost feel opportunistic when I'm positioned with the very nanosilver that the Pentagon and Homeland Security has said has been proven to take out SARS.
But you know what? I've been selling it for years because I go out and find out whatever the best product is. Show people this shot, please. So that's what this comes down to. I sold out of this yesterday, as I told you, but still kept it discounted, the 16-ounce bottles. We're selling out of the 1-ounce bottles very, very quickly as well. The little spray bottle. This will sell out within a week, the 3-ounce bottles. And it's just high quality. And is it a silver bullet? No, but they call it a silver bullet in lore because silver is just a metal-based antibiotic type system. And, again, it's not perfect. Consult your physician. It's something that I normally just gargle with a couple times a week. But you can actually, this is approved to drink. That's why it's at 15 parts, but it's nano. But just remember, any antibiotic, whether it's the classic antibiotics or whether it's metals-based, has its downside as well. My dad was basically on death's doorstep 6 years ago. My uncle, his uncle, and my cousin had all died, lived at the same ranch from the same bad pneumonia. I came in when the doctors couldn't help my dad. He'd been on 3 different antibiotics. I could tell he was going the same way, and I just basically assaulted him and poured 3 bottles of colloidal silver down him. Well, this is even better than that. By the way, my dad pissed green for a week. Sure, it wasn't good for his liver and kidneys, but he came back and lived, okay? I'm not saying that did that. I just didn't put it in God's hands. I took action because God helps those that help themselves. So what I'm getting at here is we're selling out of this silver. We're keeping it discounted. We're sold out of the colloidal silver. That hadn't come back in yet. It was already sold out before this crisis began. We have the great storable foods in case you've got a shelter in place. But I have that just because you should be self-sufficient and ready. All the other big suppliers we know of have already sold out. They're still taking your orders. Our supplier has the food. They've got to package it. And they called me 2 days ago and said, you got to tell listeners it's now 10 to 14. And I said, is it really 10 to 14? They said, yeah, in a few days, it'll start being 10 days. And then, we've got the food, but it's increasing. Institutional buyers are trying to buy it up. And that's what scares them. I had talks 2 weeks ago with the owner and the founder and the CEO and all that. And they're just like, do you think we should keep buying more food or should we just sell out? What do you think we should do? Because it's hard to buy food when it goes up in price. And I said, I believe you should put everything you have into buying more food. I believe this is probably real. I don't want to tell my audience that. Let's wait and see, but they'll have food they eat anyways. And sure enough, unfortunately, you see this is a serious. So it's good to be prepared. InfoWarsStore.com. It funds our independent maverick operation. It's storable food. It's high quality. And we have the best nano silver you're going to find out there. I mean, the super silver wound gel is the same nano, but it's super strong. You can't ingest this. This is private labeled in stores. They have this in hospitals. These are great patriots. And here's the company right here. They want their name said. I've been with them like 6-7 years, but it's American Biotech Labs out of Colorado. Here's all the Pentagon documents, Department of the Army, Headquarters Army, Homeland Security, A&M, talking about how amazing it is. Is it a silver bullet? No. But it's just one more defense, and it funds the InfoWar. All right, you got the floor. I know it's an ad, and then I broke again. Till the end of the hour, just go with it. All these notes you sent me here about, you already alluded to it. U.S. groups have already engineered the exact same thing. Bill and Melinda Gates having something similar through a subgroup patented. What you think Trump's doing wrong here? Please, we got 6 minutes in this segment, 10 in the next. You've got the floor. Take over.
Right. Well, as I said, first, it's a question of money. I crunched the numbers, and after 9/11, 2001, not counting anything before that, up until 2015, the United States government has wasted over $100 billion on research, development, and testing biological warfare agents. So that's what has induced these 13,000 death scientists to feed at the trough, as I call them. They're Dr. Mengele types. And again, I haven't had a chance to recrunch all the numbers, but it's about $5 billion per year since then, maybe a sum total of $120 billion. Now, to put that into perspective, as of 2015, in constant dollars, we had spent retrospectively $40 billion on the Manhattan Project to develop and use the atom bomb. So that's really what is going on here. We have an offensive biowarfare industry here in the United States that goes back at least to Reagan. I haven't gotten the figures for that. So it's greed, and the fact is we do not train our scientists in ethics. They have no ethics at all. They have These live scientists have all the ethics of Dr. Mengele, as far as I'm concerned. Now we get to President Trump. And you know, here, Alex, I understand, you know, people have different attitudes about President Trump. I've always been a political independent. Years ago, when I decided to do this work, I realized the only way I could be effective is not affiliated with any political party.
No, I totally agree, but let Trump have it if you want to. We respect you.
Right. But and so I've always been a political independent. Well, for that reason, I did not vote for President Trump, and I did not vote for Mrs. Clinton. I picked a third-party candidate, which is usually what I do. What I think happened here in this call by President Trump with President Xi of China, where President Trump gave his endorsement to President Xi, and I've already expressed my opinion. You know, Xi is lying through his teeth and has always been from the outset. I'm personally not blaming President Trump. I think he has the swamp creature scientists advising him on this, and I suspect these people are up to their eyeballs in this dirty biological warfare work. For example, the Center for Disease Control, they're the Center for Disease Proliferation. I won't go through the long history here, but as you know, back under the Reagan administration, CDC and American Type Culture Collection, which is supposed to be a scientific outfit, sent 40 different shipments of weapon-specific biological agents to Saddam Hussein in Iraq in the hope and expectation that he would weaponize these things and use them against Iran.
Right. On record, not debated, and a bunch of mustard gas and the satellites how to use it.
Right. And all that's documented in my book here, Biowarfare and Terrorism. You can read it with citation. Unfortunately, what happened when the war ended, U.S. Army was sent in there to clean up the mess. And they demolished the biological and chemical weapons facilities there. And there was blowback, and they were poisoned by our own biological weapons. And that's a contributing factor to the Gulf War syndrome that we know has killed at least 11,000.
Let me ask you this. Was it Saddam launching some of the weapons or just blowing up the bunkers?
No, there's no evidence he launched biological weapons. It appears it was blowing up the bunkers and that blew back on our own troops. We have Gulf War syndrome, and 11,000 are dead, over 100,000.
Yeah, because I'm no weapons expert, but everybody knows from the old days of plague, you burn biologicals. You don't blow them up.
Right. They blew them up. But to get back to President Trump, he's got advisors around there from National Institutes of Health. Well, that's a joke and a fraud. They have been funding these BSL-4 facilities, this gain-of-function work that is only useful for biological warfare purposes, offensive.
All right, then let's ask you when we come back, how bad do you think it'll get if you're saying it's so serious? And what do you expect to happen next? Dr. Francis Boyle, top bioweapons expert, straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So just because Xi Jinping is using all of this to crack down on people doesn't mean he did it to do that. And the smart money's all that this was a bioweapon accidentally released. Make no mistake, the hysterical response you've seen with them saying be calm is a sign you should be concerned. Normally when it's some drill, they hype up something that's basically harmless or close to it, except for really rundown people, to get power and control. But there's real fear. You know, you hear Xi Jinping's all on top of it. He's not been on TV in weeks because they understand there's that image of him associated with failure. Dr. Francis Boyle, who authored the U.S. Bioweapons Act that became in mainstay of the big world treaty on it, he's represented world leaders at The Hague, you name it. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's prestigious, and he's a very credible guy. Doesn't mean you agree with everything he says. I don't agree with everything I say sometimes. I hear it later and say, well, I should have said it this way. But let's just say he is a competent person who has integrity and who really is his own person. In this universe, that's all there is. I am my own person, my own captain. Sometimes I go, God, I did a terrible job there. I just wrecked the ship. But I'm the one running the show. Everybody knows it. You can feel it. You can see it. And I just wonder who is running the ship here, because, again, I see, and I could pull these quotes up, the UN World Health Organization head and others saying, great job, Xi Jinping, incredible job, you know, shooting people at checkpoints and locking down cities and grabbing people and mass graves and burning bodies and then telling us much lower numbers. And then we don't let flights in. Finally, after everybody else, they're like, this is very xenophobic, the UN says, and you should let us in. How do they expect any, down to not just a nurse, not a doctor, not a professor, but the general public to go, wait a minute, you're going to kill people at checkpoints, but it's no big deal. That's like end of the world type stuff. And then you're going to tell us we've got to keep the flights open and just have people fly here. What's the answer? What's the key to that oxymoronical statement that's coming out? What's behind that, Dr. Boyle?
Well, I wanted, Alex, let me repeat or finish my comment there about President Trump. So his science advisors that he has are up to their eyeballs in this dirty biological warfare work. And so they have not given him, in my opinion, proper advice as to what is going on here. Otherwise, I don't believe he would have called. He would have spoken with President Xi and commended him and given him his imprimatur. So, in my opinion, President Trump needs to fire each and every one of these swamp creature scientists that he has advising him, and bring in some outside, independent experts who have never accepted one dime of dirty biological warfare work from any agency of the United States government, and whose institutions have never accepted one dime, because if their institutions have, they will be spinning things in favor of maintaining this BSL-3, BSL-4 facilities. To give you an example, this is St. Jude Hospital, founded by Danny Thomas. They have their own BSL-4 biological warfare laboratory there.
That's not life-giving. Exactly. Developing bioweapons is not. And again, is this the 12th monkey depopulationist cult at work? Because, as you know, 20 years ago, they released the mousepox system so anybody could make it. And people said, why are you doing that? Why are they giving out Promethean fire to destroy humanity like they're lollipops?
I've been fighting against this since the early 1980s, Alex. What can I say? That's why I called for and drafted and helped get lobbied through Congress.
I know. I'm asking the mindset of these people, because you said, oh, these average so-called life scientists are Mingalas. Exactly. I mean, I remember when Eric Pianca came out when I made Endgame, and he said, we want to reduce the world population by 90%, airborne Ebola. The Texas Academy of Sciences gave him a standing ovation. We showed all that on air. And then I had his research scientists that had graduated decades before threatening me, and they were in the news saying, Pianca's too liberal. All humans must die. And I looked up the one woman, and she works in a level 4 bioweapons lab. She's saying, I want to kill everybody like the guy from 12 monkeys, and she works in a bioweapons lab. This is insane.
Well, Alex, as you know, this is the eugenics movement that started here in America, and that was picked up by Hitler and the Nazis and applied to the Jews and to the Roma and others. So it's the same mentality. You are perfectly correct, and Alex, that's what we're dealing with.
So the world's being teed up where everybody's got bioweapons and everybody's got vaccines for them, so there's plausible deniability. It sounds like to me, how do you cover up where it came from? Well, under the name of vaccine, you hand it out everywhere because the vaccine is basically identical to the pathogens itself. That's how you escape accountability, is you hand it out everywhere.
That's correct. And most of these vaccines, Alex, actually have live agents in them. That's what the dual use is all about. For example, these so-called the West African Ebola disaster over there, that came out of the U.S. government lab there at Kenema. And that was being run by Fort Detrick and the Broad Institute at Harvard and MIT. And it appears they were testing out an Ebola vaccine and giving people live Ebola. So, yeah, that's exactly what is going on here, Alex. It's pretty much a Nazi eugenic mentality by these agencies of the United States government, by these 13,000 or more life scientists. I call them death scientists. And it's all a question of money. You know, everyone can be bought off, and none of these scientists have been given basic training in ethics, in scientific.
And they're all compartmentalized. Yep. They don't know. They just have a silly compartmentalized attitude. Speaking of compartmentalization, who would you say is the kingpin? From my research, I know this is dangerous, but you do this. I see Bill Gates and his dad, the head of Planned Parenthood and Cold Springs Harbor and the eugenics, as at the center of the web, given all that power put in by IBM that pledged its whole wealth, you know, after Hitler failed to the eugenics project. That's on record. I see Bill Gates as the spider right at the center of the web, the chief science officer of this operation, the Emperor Palpatine.
Well, I wouldn't say he's the emperor. I think the real problem predated Gates. Going back to the Reagan administration, under the influence of the neocons.
Henry Kissinger? State Department Memorandum 200?
Well, pardon me, of course, the depopulation, the Kissinger memorandum, which I have read, that depopulation should be an objective of U.S. national security policy. And as I told you, I went through the exact same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger before me, deliberately, just to see how these people think and work. And they even gave me Kissinger's old office for 1 year when I was an associate at Harvard's Center for
Humanities. No, you did a great job infiltrating Mordor. So, prime approximation here. How bad is this going to get? I agree with you, it's really serious. If the public health services break down, they can't cover it up, then it creates more hysteria. I think that's happening in China. From your sources at the UN, from your own research, how bad is this?
Well, Alex, you had this so-called tabletop computer game at Johns Hopkins.
Oh, Bill Gates again, 65 million dead.
That's correct. And Johns Hopkins is a well-known center for the neocons who fully support biological weapons and even ethnic-specific biological weapons. You can read that in their PNAC report. That tabletop exercise, which is really a war game, resulted in 65 million deaths. That's the only figure I have seen that seems to be credible as to where this could lead. I mean, we could be dealing something here as bad as the Spanish flu virus. I lost a grandmother a century ago to the Spanish flu virus. So that, Alex, I guess is a worst-case scenario. I'm not here to scare anyone or get anyone to panic. I'm just trying to give you the best analysis I can.
I agree. My gut, well, you've been on for 15 or 20 years with us, and you've always been accurate, and you tell the truth. That's what you go with. When things are so dangerous, I suddenly feel empowered, not because I like it, because it's so real. I'm in fight mode, and I feel that right now. Like I just cannot impress upon people that are boiled. I think these are very serious times. You agree?
Right, Alex, that's why I've come on your show, that you've always given me, despite whatever people criticize you, you've always given me a fair interview and let me say what I want to say.
No, that's why they demonize us, because we're an open forum for real people. Speaking of that, phone calls are coming up. Hour 4, straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.